Well, good morning and happy Easter and welcome to all as we come here today at the Madeleine to rejoice in the resurrection of Jesus Christ as we offer this Mass. Together we make the Church's great proclamation that Christ is risen. Truly He is risen. Amen. Alleluia. And that proclamation is not just for today, because Easter is not just one day. We proclaim that proclamation, particularly for the next 50 days, all the way to Pentecost Sunday. That Christ is risen, truly He is risen. It is a day of amens and alleluias, even though it is a day of rain. Now, for some of you who are a bit younger than myself, don't let the rain get in the way of hunting the Easter eggs. Okay? Three words. Adapt, improvise, overcome. Okay, make it happen. I have faith and trust that you will. A week ago today, on Palm Sunday, we began Holy Week, the high point of the Church's liturgy, because that liturgy represents throughout that week the high points of Christian belief, the gift of Jesus in the Eucharist, His body and blood, soul and divinity, the gift of Jesus in the ordained priesthood, the gift of the forgiveness of our sins through the crucifixion. And now, today, the gift of new and eternal life offered in the resurrection. It is through these gifts that our lives now have ultimate meaning, all because of Jesus, because of the risen Christ. And that's worthy of some amens and alleluias. This gift of eternal meaning is offered to us beginning at our baptism. In that moment, we are freed from sin. We are joined to Christ and we are welcomed into His church, His body on earth. So on this Easter Sunday, we renew the promises of that baptism to reject sin, faithfulness to the gospel, renewing that covenant, renewing that relationship into which Jesus, God the Son, invites us into, to be part of that Easter proclamation of Christ is risen, truly is risen, amen, alleluia. Now, no doubt that later today, there's going to be many gatherings with family and friends. The Easter brunch, the cookout, the games, the Easter egg hunts, and so on. No doubt this is a great, great day of joy, rain or no rain. For after all, it is spring. I just have one slight quibble. I wish my azaleas had blossomed by now. We're almost there. I've just got to be patient. It is April, but within the next week. With the beauty of spring, the Easter egg hunts, the family events, it's easy to overlook that first day of the week, that first Easter Sunday, there were no amens and alleluias. At least not at first. For when the tomb of Jesus is found empty, the initial response is not amen or alleluia. The initial response is confusion, fear, lack of understanding. Mary Magdalene is there, our patron saint. St. Peter, the apostle, whom we claim as our first pope. Then we have the beloved disciple, who we believe is probably John the Evangelist. There is a variety of reactions. And there is not yet full understanding of what this means. And as we'll hear in the coming Sundays at Mass, there are other disciples who flat out to believe that it's happened. To believe that Christ is risen, that truly He is risen. At least not at first. Now, in fairness, in terms of resurrection, being raised from the dead, the best that the followers of Jesus could have hoped for was that Jesus would have been included in some general resurrection of the righteous and the just on the last day at the end of creation. So His resurrection on the first day of the week is the last thing they expect. No wonder there is confusion and doubt and fear. But in that, that is the great gift of Easter, that it does happen on the first day of the week, that becomes the first day of the new creation. And our lives are now given ultimate meaning. This risen Christ is more than what we could ever expect and far more than what we could ever deserve to expect. The risen Christ invites us into this relationship, this covenant of divine love between Himself and God the Father and God the Spirit, so that the fear of death loses its grip on us and we become a new creation in Him. The one who has humbled Himself so that to share in our humanity so that we can share in His divinity and our lives have ultimate meaning. And that's worth some amens and alleluias, rain or no rain. This is the church's great Easter proclamation that Christ is risen. Truly He is risen. And this proclamation is about a physical, bodily resurrection from the dead. We're not gathered here to celebrate some type of symbolic or metaphorical being raised up from the dead, or that Jesus somehow only passed out on the cross and is later resuscitated in the tomb. Resurrection is not resuscitation. We proclaim on the testimony of eyewitnesses that He was dead and then was raised up to life. That's what we proclaim at Easter. Something else that we don't proclaim is that He somehow simply lived on in the hearts of His followers. If that's the case, we'd all have been better staying in bed today. Because that is not the church's proclamation. It has never been the proclamation of Easter. Because if that was true, when He lived in the hearts of His followers or some symbolic metaphorical resurrection, then none of that would have caused confusion or fear or lack of understanding on that first Easter, that first day of the week, that first day of the new creation that gives our lives ultimate meaning. This ultimate meaning is worth living for. It is worth living out of in how we live our lives day to day to make this the very center of our lives. And it is proven true countless times over the last 2,000 years. It is also worth giving our lives for in a very literal way. Some of you know last week on Holy Thursday on a college campus in Kenya in East Africa, 147 men and women were shot dead by Islamic extremists. Because they were found guilty of one simple fact. They were Christians. So this giving our lives for Christ is not something of thousands or hundreds of years ago. It's today. It's now. And amidst our amens and alleluias, we should remember those men and women and their families in our prayers. As well as to pray for their attackers. For their conversion. From violence. And their conversion to peace. Because mercy and forgiveness is also part of the Easter proclamation. There is mercy and forgiveness that is found only in Jesus Christ through His cross and through His resurrection. That new creation, that new and eternal life offered to us. As we proclaim today that Christ is risen. Truly He is risen. Amen. Alleluia.